Calendar's Public Library and Museum have teamed up to produce a geocache scavenger hunt that highlights local history. Geocaching allows people to use GPS coordinates to locate hidden caches throughout Calendar, cleverly placed by museum and library staff. All of the caches in this adventure are family-friendly and accessible, library staff explain. The goal of this program is to encourage the public to explore the history of Calendar in a fun way that everyone can enjoy. If you have phone or tablet with data or a GPS device, you can partake in this historic adventure. Following the GPS coordinates will lead to such discoveries as Amelia Earhart's visit, or the time when Main Street was overrun with circus animals. We're excited for this fun way to share some of the strange and interesting history of Calendar, explained Natasha Wyatter, the museum's curator. Each item has been curated by museum and library staff to offer insight into Calendar's past. All the caches are located throughout the downtown area, and each contains a different historical fact and picture regarding that location. We're hoping that people will engage with their local history by exploring the actual locations while finding information and pictures in the geocaches that will then bring that history to life for them, Wyatter explained. The weather is fine for a geocaching adventure, and the caches will remain until winter, staff explain. When the snow flies, the caches will be brought in but will return in spring. To take part in the scavenger hunt, visit the library or museum for information on getting started. Also feel free to call the library's CEO Melissa Soans at 705-752-2544, or ring up the museum's curator, Natasha Wyatter at 705-752-8828. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.